If there was a kitchen sink around, it would be in The Fate of the Furious. As it stands, that's just about the only thing not in the action movie. Even Helen Mirren is here. Chapter number 8 in the franchise is like an overstuffed sandwich. You might gripe because there's too much there, but you still like the taste. Vin Diesel's hard-driving Dom is blackmailed by computer-savvy Charlize Theron into going against his crew, even new wife Michelle Rodriguez, in a scheme that involves nuclear warheads and submarines. Clearly, we are way past the relatively simple street racing that launched the series 16 years ago, but make no mistake, there is still bountiful mayhem on wheels here. Kurt Russell is back, and so are Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. What The Fate of the Furious doesn't have is the late Paul Walker, and his special combination of brawn and sensitivity is missed. Still, the picture pours on so much so fast, and yes, so furiously, your fate is to be surprised that 2 hours plus has passed by the time it's over. It's rated PG-13. I'm Jay Bobbin, and this is your exit to the movies.